L'ilui nishmas Gershon Yosef ben Yisrael Moshe. Now we'll begin Se'if Beis. The Shulchan Aruch starts by teaching us that one is supposed to put his shirt on when he is still lying down under the blanket. So when he gets up, he's covered. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in the days before they had pajamas, and people would sleep without clothing. So if he'd get out of bed first, he'd be naked and then he would cover up. So no, don't do that. You should cover up beforehand, so when you get out of bed, you're not standing arum. What's the idea? So the idea is explained in Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't say, I'm in a room and no one sees me, I'm in my own room. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melol Chol Aretz Kavodo. Hashem is everywhere. And a person has to walk around in a dignified manner all the time. And therefore, even in the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of your own room, you're supposed to walk around in an appropriate way. Certainly not to be naked. What's the geder? The geder is, this is how the Sfarim bring it down, the geder is that to walk around in a way that if other people were in the house, you'd be comfortable to be dressed this way. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says to put on your socks underneath the blanket, because the Mishnah Berurah says Darkan lios mechusos liolam b'medinos elu shein hochin yachaf afilu b'kayetz. Because in our, where we live in these countries, no one ever walks around without socks on. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Poskim say nowadays that's not the custom. They quote from the Chazon Ish and others that nowadays people sometimes do walk around without socks. So certainly we're allowed to change in and out of our socks, not under the covers. The Poskim point out that wearing an undershirt. Rav Simcha Ben Makoen quotes that he saw himself, or Rav Moshe would sometimes learn in his house, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in an undershirt with his tzitzis. He'd answer the door that way, just with an undershirt and tzitzis on. So it would be okay to change like that in one's room. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're in a Beis HaMerchatz, where it's the norm that people walk around without clothing, so then Ein B'zeh Mishum Pritzus. That's not a problem. That's not called Pritzus. And that's the custom nowadays in a bathhouse, in a bathroom. So that's a place that's used to get dressed and undressed. That's what it's used for. And therefore, if you get dressed or undressed, dressed and undressed in a bathroom, you don't have to get dressed under a robe. And it's okay if someone is getting dressed there without clothing for a short period of time. However, it's important to point out that it should only be what's necessary. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person was going to a river. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Yizor lifshot v'lilbo shamuch l'nar. You should get dressed and undressed near the river. Kol ma'asher efshar. B'chadei shel yech b'giwi haguf shelo l'tzor. You shouldn't be unclothed unnecessarily. Extra time. So similarly in a bathroom, you shouldn't remain unclothed more than need be. Similarly in a bathroom, you shouldn't remain unclothed more than need be. But it's mutter, but it should be kept to a minimum. Oh, this is an important idea, that just because a person is at home in his own room, again, we had this back in Siman Aleph, Hashem's there, and this halacha of being dressed in a dignified manner, even in one's own room, reflects the idea, like the Shulchan Aruch says, of Melo Chol Aretz Kvodo. Again, the exception being in a bathhouse, in a bathroom, where it's normal to be unclothed. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, you should be careful to put on your chaluk not inside out. Things you shouldn't put on your undershirt or your shirt inside out. And the idea is, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yiskana b'nei abrios. It was some type of shirt that was under the other clothing, but sometimes it would be seen. Not an undershirt. A person should be careful not to put his shirt on in a way that's inside out, that you can tell this would that he's wearing it the wrong way. This would apply for us for a shirt or for a t-shirt. It's gnai. It's not proper to be dressed that way in front of other people. It's a little degrading. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're a regular, ordinary person, if you did this, okay. So you don't have to turn it back the right way. But if you're a Talmud Chacham, he says, you have to put it back the right way. Why? You shouldn't be included as one that causes others to despise those that serve Hashem, those that learn Torah. If you're a Talmud Chacham, people see you're someone special. If you act in a way that's strange, then it might cause people to look down on Talmid Chachamim. So if a regular person puts on a t-shirt and it's inside out, okay, he shouldn't have done it, but he's not forced to change. But if a Talmud Chacham does, then certainly he should change. He should change it back to the, he shouldn't walk around that way at all, even in a sense, b'di'evit. But you should be careful to put it on the right way for everyone, what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah here points out, in this context of getting dressed, several things that one should avoid because it leads to forgetting your learning. One is meniach malbushav mirash osav. A person shouldn't sleep on his clothing as his pillow. Why? Because it can cause you to forget your learning. Then the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't put on two articles of clothing at once. Let's say you want to put on your shirt and your suit jacket together at the same time. You shouldn't do that. It's kasha l'shicha. The poskim bring a few more comments about putting on two articles of clothing at the same time. One example is some people wear a hat when they go out, when they daven. One should not put on their kippah and their hat at the same time. That's considered two articles of clothing, and that would fit into what the Mishnah Berurah says. However, a hat with a plastic covering, a rain hat, that's considered one item, not two. So you don't have to put on your hat and then put on the plastic covering on top. You can put the plastic covering onto the hat itself, it's considered one unit, and put the hat on with the plastic covering. Also, it's brought, the Aruch HaShulchan says, here in Se'if Vav, that by shoes that this problem doesn't apply. So if you want to put on your shoes with your boots at the same time, that you're allowed to do, and it's not kasha l'shicha. The Sfarim explains, because shoes aren't called a malbush. They're not called clothing. It's a foot covering. It's not called clothing, and therefore, it wouldn't apply, so that happens in real life. Sometimes people want to put on their shoes, and it's easier to get your shoes and the boots on by putting the shoe in the boot and then putting your foot into the shoe in the boot. That would be okay. It's not kasha l'shicha. And finally, I saw that it's quoted in the name of Rav Avad Yosef, Zatzal says, that this doesn't apply to women. Women don't have this prohibition about forgetting learning the way men do. And therefore, the idea of putting on two articles of clothing at the same time, the whole thing doesn't apply to women, and that's brought down in the Sfarim, in Rav Simcha Yehuda Cohen's Law of Days of the Laws of Daily Living, page 51. So it doesn't apply to women. And the third thing the Mishnah Berurah says is, if you read the writing that's on a tombstone, or mistakel b'fenemes, to look at the face of a person who was nifter. Now, regarding the writing on the tombstone, that's only if the letters are stick out, they protrude. If it's engraved, then it's okay. That's why nowadays many tombstones, the letters are engraved, as opposed to sticking out, protruding, for this reason, to avoid this problem. Just two comments on this. First of all, regarding putting on two articles of clothing at once, Reb Nemetzal has a nice idea here. He says this is not based on the Gemara, and therefore, if there's a makom hatzorech, one can be mekel. What's an example? He says sometimes anshei bitachon, if you work in security and you're forced to quickly get dressed to get out to go respond to a call, then it's mutter to put on two articles of clothing at once if you're in a rush, if it was a real din, if it was usur. But it's not a real din. It's not found in Shas. And therefore, if there's a big tzorech, if there's a tzorech, then one is allowed to do it and can put on, that's what he says, can put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Regarding this idea of forgetting your learning, one of my rabbeim told me that when he was younger, he didn't think about these things so much. And then Taka, when he got older and he forgot some of his learning, he said, you know what, maybe when I was younger, I should have been more careful about this. So we should take what the Mishnah Berurah says seriously. Okay, Se'if Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, put on your right shoe first, don't tie it, then your left shoe, then tie your left shoe, and then tie your right shoe. Right, left, right. What's the idea? So, in the Torah, we always find the right side is considered more chashuv. The avodah of the Kohanim was done with the right hand. The right side is considered more chashuv. So we want to emphasize the importance of the right side. So you put your right shoe on first. What's the exception? Tying. Why? Because when a person wears tefillin, he ties his tefillin on his left arm. So you see, the left side comes first, in a sense, has precedence regarding tying. Therefore, you put on your right shoe first, then your left shoe, then tie your left shoe, and then tie your right shoe. A lefty wears his tefillin on his right hand. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a lefty would also tie his right shoe first, because for a lefty, the tying of the right side also takes precedence, because Kitaka puts his tefillin on his right hand. But the poskim say this applies to women as well. They should do right, left, right, even though women don't wear tefillin. But the idea that since in the Torah, for when men wear tefillin, we emphasize the left as the for the tying, women do the same thing. There are those that argue. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal holds that no, that since women don't wear tefillin, and he writes, since women are not supposed to wear tefillin, therefore to show that they shouldn't wear tefillin, women should not do this right, left, right. They should rather tie their right shoe first. That's his shita. That has not become the accepted psak. The standard psak is right, left, right, also for women. In this context, the Mishnah Berurah talks also about other areas where we emphasize the right over the left. For example, when you shower, you should clean the right side first, then the left side. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, if you're washing your whole body, rosho tchila, your head first. Why? It's a beautiful line. Mipnei shehu melech al kol ha'ivarim. It's the king of the body, the king of the limbs. In Yahadus, we emphasize understanding, thinking, learning, using our minds for Avodas Hashem. So one aspect of emphasizing the mind is that the head comes first. And therefore, when you're taking a shower, you should wash your head first, and then the right side of the body, and then the left. Oh, very beautiful idea. It's brought down in the Sfarim. Someone once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was someone who wasn't religious. He was making fun. Oh, and you talk about how to put your shoelaces on? That's Avodas Hashem. Shoelaces, something so unimportant. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was making fun. Rav Shlomo Zalman answered, look, Yadus is beautiful. You can get schar even for getting dressed in the morning. Something as what you call as meaningless, as unimportant as your shoelaces, you can get schar forever in Olam Haba for that. That was the answer Rav Shlomo Zalman gave. Oh, the truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman went on, we believe there are deep ideas here, emphasizing the right over the left. We'll get to Bezus Hashem in the Siman of washing, how to wash in Tilos Yadayim. It affects things up in Shemayim. Emphasizing the right over the left, and it's true you get schar for it, it's true. But on top of that, we assume there are very, very big impacts up in Shemayim based on this. And I want to add on, This is a very important halacha. Why? Because this halacha reflects the idea, and this is very important, that a Jew should always be mindful of his avodas Hashem. Mindful of Hashem, of halacha, that we're not just coasting through life, but we're thinking. The mind is very important. We're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about doing mitzvahs, thinking about serving Hashem. So the fact that the halacha governs even how to get dressed in the morning, even how to shower, helps us be mindful of Hashem as much as possible, basically as much as possible all the time. So even something as insignificant as this detail of which shoe to put on first, you're getting dressed, you put your shoes on, but we are encouraged to be mindful of Hashem even at that time. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, and that it's a very important halacha to do right, left, right when putting on shoes. And also even in how we wash ourselves or take a shower, there are rules governing that as well. Oh, Sif Hey goes together with Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you take your shoes off, you take off the left shoe first. Why? The same idea. That emphasize the right. Since the right side is more chashuv, the right side should, in a sense, stay on longer. It's more kavod to the right side. It stays on longer. Oh. So that's Sif Hey is a hemshech in a sense of Sif Dalet. Oh. There's a really interesting question. What if you're taking off your shoes not just to go to sleep? You're taking off your shoes because there's a specific positive reason why you're taking off your shoes. It's a mitzvah to take your shoes off. Let's say Erev Tisha B'Av. You're taking off your shoes because you have to take your shoes off. So there it's like a mitzvah to take your shoes off. So maybe take off your right shoe first because when you do a mitzvah, you focus on the right. So that's a discussion that is mentioned in the Sfarim. The standard practice is that hasn't been accepted, that most people always take off their left shoe first anyway, even when there's because of this idea of emphasizing the right over left. But that's a discussion. And Taka, there are some poskim. I saw it's brought down that some poskim say that Erev Shabbos, when you're changing out of your weekday shoes to put on your Shabbos shoes, but not just taking off your shoes to move on with life, to go to sleep. You're taking off your shoes in order to do something else, to put your Shabbos shoes on. Some say to take off your right shoe first. But again, the standard practice is we take off our left shoe first, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And this idea that when it's a mitzvah to take off your right shoe, to take off your shoes, to emphasize the right over, take off the right shoe first, that Shita has not become the standard practice. We normally take off our left shoe before our right shoe. Okay, we'll stop here for this Amud of the Mishneh Berurah.